WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or they have a location at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Current and future housing dominated last night's College Station City Council meeting.
The council approved rezoning land west of Camp Rock Crossing to allow construction of a $35 million, 240-unit apartment complex. Homeowners in four subdivisions were opposed, mainly due to additional traffic. With no public comment, the council approved rezoning land off Copperfield between Harvey and University for the construction of townhomes. And the council directed staff to prepare the paperwork for the annual request to receive state tax credits to build low-income housing. The proposal is a 95-unit mix of townhomes and apartments for those 55 and older. Rock Prairie Village is located east of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. Councilman Barry Moore says he's never met a developer seeking state tax credits that did not have the well-being of the community at heart.
I'm 100% behind this, and thank you for what you guys do, and good luck. I know it's a competitive and difficult process.
If approved by the state this summer, construction would start next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This May marks 2 years that the Bryan City Council approved replacing the skate park at Williamson Park. Councilman Greg Owens announced on WTAW's The Infomaniacs the grand opening of the new facility is a week from Saturday, and there are other parks projects in the pipeline.
We have public input meetings going on Edgewater Park. The Bombers Field's getting revitalized. There's also Sienna Park coming up. Yes, we do see that the developer's working with us on that.
Owens also says LED lighting is being installed at Bonham Park along with the maintenance of Bryan's 52 parks. There was unanimous support by the Texas A&M System Board of Regents to a pair of items at yesterday's meeting applying to the flagship campus. The only discussion was about the nearly $7 million addition to the equine complex near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth was not against the project, but he brought up the timing as construction is scheduled to start next month.
My question was really, Mr. Chairman, is that we're seeing it in this form for the first time. And it's going to start in less than 30 days.
The Regents also approved President Michael Young's request to double the out-of-state tuition charge, which begins next fall and applies to 350 new undergraduate students. A death row inmate from Brazos County is getting another court hearing. That's after the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled the trial judge, who removed himself after sentencing John Thiessen for capital murder nearly 7 years ago, was not allowed to return to preside over Thiessen's post-trial appeals. A replacement judge was ordered to return and take no longer than 180 days to hear Thiessen's appeal and make a ruling. As the fifth week of the Texas legislative session comes to an end, House members learn their committee assignments. Before the list was released, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs they are moving at the proper speed.
The Texas process works because we're moving slow, and then we'll be able to react and adapt to what federal legislation comes down that should give Texas that leg up. Economic success.
The assignments were announced on the 30th day of the session, and Cassell says the House cannot, by the Texas Constitution, consider any legislation until day 60. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 50 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Let's do some weather. It's 7:09. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
It'll be partly cloudy to clear for tonight with low temperatures dropping down to between 45 and 50. During the day on Friday, some partial sunshine giving way to afternoon clouds. Temperatures a bit warmer too, low 70s. Mostly cloudy on Friday night. Mild then in the 60s with a few showers. And coming up on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. There'll be some showers around, temperature mid to upper 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Aggie women's basketball coach Gary Blair on their win over Alabama last night for the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Meanwhile, the Aggie Classic begins today. We'll hear from head softball coach Joe Evans on that. And in the NBA, the Rockets down the Hornets to earn their third straight win, while the Mavs rallied from a 21-point deficit to beat the Utah Jazz. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. You can text us anytime you want, as Chelsea mentioned, 979-695-1620.
Missed my cue there. Sorry about
that. Okay, not a problem. sad news, but I guess inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest American has died.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're not the oldest American anymore. Adele Dunlap, the oldest person in U.S. America, died at the age of 114. The New Jersey supercentenarian died Sunday. We're just now learning about it?
Yeah, right.
Okay. July 2016 is when she became the oldest person.
They needed to let her kin know.
Is that it? Name them all. Born December 12th, 1902, the same year that Theodore Roosevelt was president. The nation's first movie theater opened. The oldest known living person now in U.S. America is 113-year-old Delphine Gibson.
Delphine.
Of Pennsylvania, until she's not.
Yep.
Now, the oldest person in the world is a lady who lives in Italy, and mm-hmm. she's 117 years old.
Wow.
117 years and 73 days today.
So, you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
They're women.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That, how many husbands did they outlive? Just saying. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, tonight, we apparently have a lunar eclipse. We have a full moon, we have a lunar eclipse, and there's a comet out there.
Yeah.
All in one night.
Man.
Yeah.
So space geeks, get ready.
Yeah. 9:30 tonight is when this comet. Now you'd need to have a telescope or binoculars. Can't see it with the naked eye. But it's okay. You can, from the comfort of your home, you'll be able to probably see YouTubes of it later on.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Good
so
point.
The mm-hmm. whole thing about seeing it, you know, as it happens is one thing. And if it's a solar eclipse, that's pretty cool. I can remember, I think we saw about and this is a long time ago. This is like 1982, I think. So we had in the central part of the United States, we had about a 40 to 50% solar eclipse. And so you could tell the difference because the shadows change.
Yeah.
And they showed you how to do it. You poke you take two pieces of a piece of cardboard, say, in a piece of paper, and you poke a hole in the cardboard, and you hold it up, and then the light shines through. And, of course, because the sun is kind of getting eaten away, you can see on the piece of paper how the circle, you know, becomes not a circle anymore.
Huh.
That was the safe way to do it.
Because you're not supposed to look directly at it.
That's
right?
Exactly right. And I was, even though working in radio, I was smart enough to know not to do that.
I love how we've gone from, you know, today, don't do drugs, kids, to don't look directly into the sun,
that's
kids.
That's right. Yes. They're all.
Burn your eyeballs.
There's all sorts of things that, you know, we're trying to get kids to not do. And that's why we have lawnmower parents, so that can. It can happen that way. So, now, in addition to that, a food startup is going on in Lincoln, Nebraska. And one of the things that's great about U.S. America is you can come up with any kind of a thing that you want, any kind of a business that you want to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really need a cricket-based food product?
No.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that it's out there and available.
Great.
Most food companies hope that they can keep bugs out of their products. This business trying to actually put
sell
them in
bugs.
The products.
Yeah.
Crickets, ground to a fine powder, key ingredient in a new pasta and rice product being developed by the company.
Is it gluten-free?
Well, I don't know. They didn't say that. Now, one of the things you got to give them kudos for is the name of the company.
Okay.
It's not like they're trying to sneak up on you.
Right.
Okay? It's called Bug Eater.
Oh, nice.
Bug Eater Foods. The goal is to get as much buggy nutrition into that pasta as possible while still making the product that looks and tastes.
Does it, though?
The way that cooks
does
think they should.
I'd be willing to try it.
No.
Credit card.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Now let's.
That's a hard pass for
let's,
me.
Let's see if they got a website. Let's see what this stuff costs, and we could see about that.
Bug eater.
Bug eater. Just the normal way that you'd spell bug eater. You know, no difference.
Like you normally spell bug eater when you write it all the time.
Insects are high in protein, healthy fats, fiber, vitamins, and minerals.
And gross. They're also gross.
They could be gross. But if it's powder, you never know. You never know that's what you're eating.
You said pasta, though?
Yeah, that's
okay,
what
I looked
says.
Up bug eater foods, and I got coffee and chocolate.
Oh, okay. Well, try.
But I'll keep looking, right. And we'll figure something out.
See if they have any pasta things going on there. Mm-hmm. But again, if you put a little bit of spaghetti sauce, you know, grandma's homemade spaghetti sauce on it.
Type in bug eater pasta and it says, did you mean Bugatti pasta?
Oh, it's not the
No, I didn't.
No, we were talking actually bug eater. All right. Well, we'll go with that a little bit later on. Okay, so now, emoji. What is the plural of emoji?
Emojis.
Or is it emoji?
Or is it just emoji?
See? Mm. Because I went to look that up. And,
I just say emojis.
I understand. But. But it says that the question I typed in is, what is the plural of emoji? The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post have all, in recent articles, used both emoji and emojis for the plural version of the word. So, there you go. A corollary to that might be the Japanese word tsunami.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the same thing. If you do a plural, is that tsunami or tsunamis? So,
I think putting the S on it, it makes more sense. You know, it keeps things from being confusing when you're talking about all the emojis.
Okay, let's go way back to 1999. Japanese designer, his name was Shintaka Kurita, created the first collection of cell phone emoji for the debut of what was the world's first major mobile internet system. It was called NTT Docomo iMode. Now, the problem was, much like we have with Twitter, you had a limited number of characters. You could only do 250 characters in an email.
Mm-hmm.
So what they needed to do was to be able to shorten things. And so emoji was a really quick and easy way for people to be able to communicate. So he came up with 176 of these 12-pixel by 12-pixel characters so that he could simplify the texting that the emails that people would send to each other. So that brings the question, how do you use your emoji? Do you use it to replace a word, or do you use it at the end?
I usually use it at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not what the purpose of it was. And every once in a while, people, and I guess it's getting easier as we have more and more emoji, because sometimes now when you type, do you not get an opportunity to use an emoji in place of the word?
Yeah, actually. And in fact, like Apple products will highlight the word
if it has an emoji that correlates with it.
And so that's what they're kind of trying to return to what emoji started with. The idea that it replaced a word to make it easier.
But it takes a lot longer to text a message if you're constantly going back and forth between your keyboard and your emoji board.
Quit bothering me with that. I'm just going to write it out.
Right.
Now, apparently one of the biggest debates when they started this was, should there be a hot dog emoji? Because the thing is, when you start talking about international things, there are a lot of parts in the world where they don't know what hot dogs are.
Yeah.
And then what they realized is in Japan, they already have a little rice ball emoji. So finally, in 2015, Apple decided to put the mustard-covered emoji in there, the hot dog emoji. So
it's there. Yeah.
It is.
I will say there are a lot of Asian foods, so that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, there's like numerous different kinds of sushi and
sushi.
Sushimi. Right.
Yeah.
Because that's where it started, over in that part of the world.
Right.
Okay, there. Now, what do you do with the heart? What's the heart supposed to mean?
Love.
Well, or like.
Yeah.
And what they said is that causes a little bit of a problem because you don't know exactly how deep that's supposed to go.
Right, but they have several different versions of hearts.
They very much do. They very much
different
do.
Different colors.
So that's why emoji has expanded to be that.
They finally came out with a black heart.
Did they? Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah.
So in 2009, Fred Benson had a Kickstarter, got paid $3,500 to translate Moby Dick into emojis. I don't know how. I don't know how.
How can you do the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't know, but they did it. It's apparently out there if you want to see it. Okay. Early on, businesses were using emoji to connect with customers, keeping in mind that back in 1999, when this started, that was really long before cell phones had developed the kind of into the device that it is now. I mean, emojis were a great way to give you some emotion without using any words, and they could be very universal. For instance, they showed pictures of Diet Pepsi that had emojis on it so that people could get that. The most popular emoji. What is the most popular emoji? Changes from country to country.
Okay.
In July of 2016, Metro reported that Twitter ran some analytics and says that the despairing, crying face is the most used in U.S. America, Canada, and the U.K.
Is that the laughing, crying face?
Maybe. Well, why don't we type in despairing, crying face emoji, and it'll show it to us, because I don't know. I'm not sure what it looks like. And it said that another popular choice is musical notes, believe it or not, which are big in South America, Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina. Additionally, Twitter users tended to favor the beer emoji over the steaming hot cup of coffee, and that the full heart is tweeted more frequently than the broken heart. When it comes to food, birthday cake is the most used, followed by your classic slice of pizza, and strawberry rounds out the top three. So what is our disparaging?
I think it's actually
face?
The sad crying face.
Oh,
yeah, the actual
is it?
Crying.
Yeah,
crying.
Yeah. Oh. So maybe
it's in despair.
All right, so there you go. That's more than you maybe ever wanted to know about emojis, but now you feel more comfortable about it, I'm sure.
There you go. Some people still refuse to use them, which I think is funny.
I don't use them. It's just too much trouble.
It's too much trouble to type out, "This is my laughing face emoji."
There are some text messages. Someone said, "This is government research."
Yes. Hello.
So 6,000 years after writing was discovered, man goes back to pictograph.
That's exactly right.
How funny.
Yeah.
Someone also texted in and asked, why is there not a taco emoji, but there is. Yeah, so you obviously haven't updated your phone.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Wait a minute. When did that happen?
Yeah. Just within the last couple of updates, I would say. So maybe 2 months or so. But there is definitely, I use it all the time. There's definitely a taco emoji.
But wait. Okay, why do you use it all the time?
Because I love tacos.
Tacos are great.
But, I mean, you use that as a punctuator at the end of a sentence or something?
Well, you know, if I'm talking about, you know, hey, let's go to dinner and go get tacos. And then you add the little taco emoji for emphasis.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's very specific
that. Well, I text about tacos a lot.
and the person wants us to play the taco song.
No, I'm not. I thought
I don't use it nearly as much as, like, the facial or the faces and maybe even the hearts. But I do use the taco emoji.
They want us to play the taco song to start the weekend.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's raining tacos.
You're not dancing in your chair.
Yeah, really.
You're doing something wrong.
Rain and tacos. It's rain and tacos.
It's rain and tacos.
I hate that chord progression.
You share your love with that special someone every day of the year. But on Valentine's Day, show that love with the perfect gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Shop Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive for the most exquisite gifts this Valentine's Day, including our exclusive Texas A&M Tag Heuer watches for him and handcrafted diamond Aggie ring guards for her. And text Aggie Tag, one word, to 55498 for a chance to win a free Aggie Tag Heuer watch or a free set of Aggie ring guards. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, the jewelry destination of Aggieland for 25 years.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh!
So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th, for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniac 725. So there. Wanted your taco song to start the weekend.
And
so
they continue to text in telling us how much they love us and that they love the song.
Okay, all right. See, now,
and it makes them smile.
All right, that's good. We have to be very careful with that song. We have to use it,
sparingly.
Very, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for a Friday thing. It's good for a Tuesday thing. But it is. It's a neat little song, and it's, again, it's got that freaky chord progression.
And if you love it that much, you can go to YouTube and they have like a 10-hour long looped video.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, no, but you must listen to it here.
Yes.
You can't listen to it anyplace else.
That's
right. Has to be here. All right. The bumblebee story. We've got to do that the next half hour. That and why IKEA. I know. We call it IKEA. It's okay. Why we named it?
I mean,
why
I think they even say IKEA on their commercials.
They do.
So it's like, what?
That's right. Okay. Of course, Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday. You already know that. We've been telling you that. Just in case, if you're looking for a date for Valentine's Day, maybe you want to check out HotPrisonPals.com.
Ooh,
website,
tell me more.
Website that gives people a chance to exchange letters with convicted felons while they serve their sentences.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'll pass.
Yeah, I know. So far, the site only features male prisoners. Now, wait a minute.
Sweet.
What's that about? That's not fair.
No ladies?
I can't imagine.
Because
you know there's got to be some great ink on them. anyway, so, yeah, just, but women cons have been invited to participate. It's just they have better judgment.
They've declined.
Better judgment.
Because you know there are more dudes out there who'd be willing to go out with a female convict than there are women who'd be able to go out with a man.
I think you're probably right. Jason Rupp, who built the site, said that it's good for the prisoners because they have abandonment issues.
Really?
And after all, that's why you were put on Earth, to help a prisoner with his
abandonment issues.
Prisoners pay $19 to join the site, which allows them to post pictures and a short introduction. Or do you slick your hair down? What do you do? I mean,
I feel like $19 is a lot of money when you're in jail.
Well, probably is.
I don't know.
You need a level of commitment, Chelsea. I mean, you got to have a level of commitment, so I guess they got to be willing to plunk down, you know, almost $20 for that.
Yeah.
Any prisoner can join regardless of their crime or sentence.
Gosh, and no, that should not be allowed.
They're not required to list their criminal history.
Well, I can look it up.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably right. Hello?
Could this lead to Extreme Makeover Prison Edition?
Yeah!
I think trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A record 1,700-plus criminals were granted clemency released by Barack Obama. Now, one of those criminals is in trouble again. In October 2015, Obama commuted the life sentence of 68-year-old Robert Gill. Now, he'd been convicted of cocaine and heroin distribution in 1990. Obama claimed that he was a nonviolent offender who deserved to be set free. For a while, things looked up for Gill. He got a job as a paralegal at a criminal defense firm. Well, last week, Robert Gill allegedly met with somebody in a San Antonio parking lot where he picked up a backpack with a kilo of cocaine inside. When the police tried to pull him over, Gill led them on a high-speed chase. He crashed into another vehicle. Then he tried to flee again and was caught finally. Now, Obama said that he released these criminals back into society because they got a raw deal, because America's criminal justice system is unfair, and certain groups of people have been mass incarcerated. The truth is, Obama put our neighborhoods in danger when he released criminals back to prey on them, predictably, just as Obama put our troops in harm's way when he released terrorists out of Club Gitmo to rejoin the jihad, predictably. Here's another easy prediction. This Gill fella, he's just one of many who will eventually end up back in jail after further terrorizing people unnecessarily.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is making its annual pitch for state funding to create more affordable housing. That was one of three housing-related items on last night's agenda.
The council directed staff to come back with the paperwork necessary to pursue state assistance to create low-income apartments for those 55 and older. Rock Prairie Village would be located east of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center. It would be a 95-unit complex of townhomes and apartments. Councilman Barry Moore thanked the developer for investing in the costly proposal, where only one of 16 between here and Waco will receive assistance.
Obviously, it's a business that's profitable for them, but this is an important business, an important service, and I've never met one that didn't have the well-being of this community at heart.
Rents for the one- and two-bedroom units would range from $237 to $780 a month. The council could consider contributing up to $900,000 in federal money. Most of last night's council meeting was spent hearing opposition to apartments in the area of New Arrington and Old Arrington Road. The council voted to rezone 10 acres to build a $35 million, 240-unit complex. In 2 weeks, the council will consider more apartments to the south. And there was no opposition last night to rezone land along Copperfield between University and Harvey to build townhomes. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For about one half of 1% of next year's student body at Texas A&M, they will spend an additional $200 a credit hour. That's after the Texas A&M System Board of Regents approved a rate increase requested by President Michael Young.
It has been increasingly clear to us as a matter of equity to the taxpayers of the state of Texas that out-of-state students should bear a larger proportion of the actual cost of their education.
The increase starts for an estimated 350 out-of-state undergraduate students next fall. There was no discussion by the Regents, and no one spoke at the public hearing. The Regents also approved a nearly $7 million addition to A&M's Equine Center near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and FNB Road. The timing of yesterday's vote with the start of construction next month concerned Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth.
I think in the future, if it's possible, that we might be able to see some of these a little further behind the start date, than less than 30 days.
The project replaces the former Horse Center on George Bush Drive, which was removed to make room for more student housing. While the Bryan City Council recently held a special meeting to terminate a land contract for a youth sports complex, other parks projects are in various stages of development. That was part of an update on WTAW's The Infomaniacs from Councilman Greg Owens.
We have a grand opening Saturday, February 18th on the Williamson Skate Park. We also are updating the LED lighting right now at Bonham Park. We're busy with parks and we need to be. It is a quality of life issue.
Owens also brought up public meetings taking place on the new Edgewater Park, the recent approval of Siena Park, and hundreds of thousands of dollars going into the expansion where the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team plays. A death row inmate from Brazos County is getting another court hearing. That's after the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals ruled the trial judge, who removed himself after sentencing John Thiessen for capital murder nearly 7 years ago, was not allowed to return to preside over Thiessen's post-trial appeals. Justices on the state's highest criminal court found that the judge who assigned a replacement did not issue a formal ruling allowing the original judge to return. Thiessen's appeal, the replacement judge was ordered to return and take no longer than 180 days to hear Thiessen's appeal and make a ruling. This week's decision by the Criminal Appeals Court, the first of its type in Texas, does not change the local jury's decision that Thiessen killed his ex-girlfriend and her brother in College Station almost 8 years ago, or the death penalty sentence issued by the trial judge. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has announced committee assignments. John Rainey of Bryan was promoted to vice chairman of the Higher Education Committee. Rainey also continues to serve on the Appropriations and Administration Committees. Kyle Cassell of College Station is vice chairman of the Rules and Resolutions Committee and is a member of the Natural Resources, Environmental Regulation, and Calendars Committees. Before the committee list was released, Cassell talked about the nuts and bolts of the process on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We cannot, by Constitution, hear a bill until day 60. We're at day 31. So by the Senate moving fast, and you got to look, they did not have all the changes over there. They stayed pretty much the same. They gained one or two, three, five new senators, where we've lost 8, 9, 10 chairmen, old members, retirement, and folks moving on. And our body changes more than they do over an election cycle.
While Cassell says he's someone who wants to get to work, he says the lower chamber is moving at the proper speed to properly react to any new federal mandates. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 53 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about how having a pool can help you stay in shape and get fit. What kind of things can people do to stay fit in the pool?
Well, we have a new system out. It's called a swim lane. So it's you can basically swim in place against a current in a pool and allows the user to turn the current up or down. So no matter your ability, whether you're just learning to rehab yourself or you're a full-out competitive swimmer, this is a system for you.
Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now, and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It'll be partly cloudy to clear for tonight with low temperatures dropping down to between 45 and 50. During the day on Friday, some partial sunshine giving way to afternoon clouds. Temperatures a bit warmer too, low 70s. Mostly cloudy on Friday night, mild then in the 60s with a few showers. And coming up on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. There'll be some showers around, temperature mid to upper 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team took down Alabama last night for the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair and senior guard Curtis Knox on the game. Meanwhile, the men's team heads to Gainesville to take on number 17 Florida tomorrow. And in the NBA, the Mavs and the Rockets hit the hardwood last night, and both teams earned victories against the Jazz and the Hornets, respectively. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we're going to be at 72 or so today. Another place you don't want to be today is Fort Ticonderoga, New York.
Yeah.
Right there on the Vermont border.
Cool
kinda.
Name, though.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. Yeah. Been there. Did
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of my kiddos wanted to go see Fort Ticonderoga because
why not?
Well, they'd studied it in school.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. And, what's it famous for?
I think it's on a river. I don't remember what river it is. maybe it's the Hudson. I'm not sure. Anyway, but it was an important encampment because it was a... It kept the British from being able to go up and down the river.
Ah, gotcha.
It's 9 there right now.
Mm.
Chill factor would be 8 below.
Yeah.
Because they got winds gusting at 30 miles an hour. But, you know, they're going to get all the way up to 17 today. So they got that going on for them. Just remember. Yeah. Just remember you're in Texas.
Woo-hoo.
And it's okay here. It's a lot better than it is in Fort Ticonderoga, New York.
I like
York.
These fun weather updates we're doing from around the country.
Once again, it makes us feel better that mm-hmm. we're not there. And
weather updates where it's a lot more awful than it is here, right?
That's right. Those people are there because they want to be. But we do have a nationwide crisis, and it is, well, possibly the endangered species of the rusty-patched bumblebee. It was added to the list of endangered species in the last days of President Barack Hussein in the Bahamas. Anyway, but before he left, I mean, we heard about the criminals commuting the sentences like Rush had in his update, but he also had put the rusty patched bumblebee on the endangered species list. Well, executive order that was signed by Donald Trump has frozen any regulations that would have made that go into effect. So I'm just saying, bee hater.
Bee hater.
The bee hater.
Such a hater of bees.
Popular
the
science.
Rusty patch?
That's the rusty patched bumblebee. Mm. Maybe we don't even have those kind down here. I'm not sure.
Nah.
I don't think I want to look that closely.
Doesn't sound like there's very many.
No. If the rule is reversed, it could mean that the bumblebee is doomed. That's what it says here. They're
I killed
the
one in my living room yesterday.
A bumblebee?
Maybe it was maybe it was a rusty patch.
Really? Oh, like a big fat.
Oh, I just feel so
a
bad.
A big fat bumblebee.
It was a bee. Maybe
okay.
not a bumblebee.
Okay, yeah. The rusty
it was big, though.
Rusty-patched bumblebee is one of the large numbers of pollinating bumblebees out there that's disappearing across the country. So just letting you know.
Mm.
The value of this, the extinction has the potential impact on American farmers' livelihoods and endangering our food supply. The bees and other insects pollinate blueberries, tomatoes, apples, peppers, and more. The value of this free labor is Okay, now this is what they're doing. They are estimating the amount of free labor that we get because bumblebees pollinate plants.
And why?
The value of this free labor is estimated to be between $9 and $15 billion a year. I think that's wrong. I think it's $1 trillion a year.
Mm.
I think bumblebees give us that much free labor. Because before we know it, we're going to be unionizing bumblebees, right?
Right,
right.
We're going to have bumblebee rights.
They're going to start demanding
okay.
proper pay.
That's the hours. U.S. America that we live in right there, that bumblebees, they're telling us how much bumblebee labor is worth to us. Okay, and if you want to believe that, that's just fine.
Someone texted in, being a Debbie Downer, and said, let's see how happy we are to be in Texas in August.
Oh, it's okay. We got air conditioning.
Yeah.
If not,
and
you
we'll
can
be
go to the mall.
In Texas, which makes it better than anywhere else.
That's exactly right. So, firstborn children tend to be more intelligent than their siblings.
Oh, yeah, we are.
rolling that out for you this morning if you need to make fun of your siblings. perhaps because they get extra parental attention in early life compared to their younger siblings. Now, see, I don't know that that's true.
I don't think that's true either. I just think the younger ones get away with more.
Yeah, probably right. You learn what you can do. A new study of data from 5,000 children who completed reading and picture vocabulary tests every 2 years until the age of 14 and found that firstborns had higher IQ scores beginning as young as 1 year.
Mm.
WebMD.com says, so it must be true,
of course,
that the differences in test scores between firstborn and other children increased with age, while all children in the study received the same level of emotional support from their parents. The firstborns given more parental support with tasks that involved thinking.
Hmm.
Wait, they turned to the younger one and said, figure it out.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right.
As the younger one, I'll say that. And anecdotally, in my family, my, you know, I'm the youngest. I'm on the radio. My, you know, middle my middle brother is like a CSI kind of detective
type
guy. Right. And then my oldest brother's a lawyer. So
see, that's right.
Makes sense.
Man. All right. Hello.
We need to find a way to bring those jobs back to America that the bumblebees are stealing.
Well, someone texted in and said, but those bees do jobs Americans won't.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
I can't remember who gave me this parenting advice, but it's turned out to be very helpful. Someone once told me, if you've got a driven, straight-A student, encourage them to get a B every now and then. I could tell you, it works. I tried it with Troy, my younger son, because he puts a lot of pressure on himself to do really well in school. Like when we go on vacation, he doesn't put off his homework until we get back. He does it all before we leave, like 2 weeks before it's due. Now, I'm really proud of his hard work, but I don't want him to be too hard on himself. So one day I told him, you know, Troy, it's okay if you bring home a B. You should have seen the look on his face. He visibly relaxed and said, really? I told him, just do your best. You don't have to push yourself so hard. Give yourself some breathing room. That's a skill that every type A child should master. As our children go on to college or take on career opportunities, life's going to become much more complex. And since no one has unlimited time or resources, they'll have to decide where to put their energy. Help your children learn early how to narrow their focus and prioritize what's important. If your son or daughter is driven, talk with them about the expectations they're putting on themselves. If they tell you they're overwhelmed, encourage them to take things a little easier. Hard work is a good thing, but they also need to give themselves a break. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at a little salt.org.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. The Texas A&M women's basketball team picked up its eighth straight home win, defeating Alabama 69-48 in the annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game at Reed Arena last night. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the win.
Like I told our kids before the game in February, the favorites are supposed to win. You do not see as many upsets in February as you do in January, because particularly when you're at home, every one of the top teams in the league won tonight and won pretty handily. So all we did was just hold serve.
The Aggies are 10-1 all time when hosting the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Here's senior guard Curtis Knox on what it means to win it.
We also met a few people before the game, and I think that just like sparked us up a lot coming out at the beginning of the game. Just knowing like what the cancer survivors, what they're going through every night, it makes us, you know, appreciate our life a little bit more. I think that, you know, we just wanted to play hard for them, like I said.
The Aggs next head to number 24 Tennessee on Sunday. Tip-off will be at 1 p.m. with pregame at 12:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Don't forget, tomorrow the men's team heads to Gainesville to take on number 17 Florida at 11 a.m. Pregame for that one will be at 10:30, and you can hear it all right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M baseball, the team was selected to finish second in the SEC Western Division in the 2017 Southeastern Conference Baseball Coaches Preseason Poll the league announced yesterday. The 2017 regular season for NCAA Division I begins next Friday, while SEC league play is set to begin Friday, March 17th, and you'll be able to hear all the games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, number 18 Texas A&M softball opens the 2017 season hosting Central Michigan, Lamar, and Ohio State at the Aggie Classic today through Sunday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's A&M softball coach Joe Evans.
All three of these teams, just all three really well coached, feisty, get after it kind of teams, high energy. And, you know, we're going to have a target on our back. There's no question about that. I feel like everybody who comes in and plays is going to have their best day. They're going to be excited to play.
All four Texas A&M contests can be heard locally on Willie 1550 AM. In the NBA,
to Barnes against Favors again. To the elbow on the drive. Hangs right in the lane. Good! With 34.2 seconds remaining.
Harrison Barnes scored 31 points, including 8 in overtime, and the Dallas Mavericks rallied from a 21-point deficit to beat the Utah Jazz 112-105 last night. Meanwhile, in Charlotte,
rebound out of the top of the key for Harden. He'll launch a three, and he'll hit it. Right place, right time for the Beard.
James Harden had 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists, and the Houston Rockets beat the Charlotte Hornets 107-95 last night for their third straight win. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. We're talking Team of Navasota for our sports sponsor. And, well, a lot of times they do the deal of the day. They gave away cars every Friday for a while. And right now, they're moving pickup trucks and lots of them. Team Ford of Navasota, just a short drive here from BCS. Head south and you can check out the most amazing line of the Ford F-150, the Super Duties, and a whole lot more on the lot, including Texas Custom Outfitters, where you can get anything done to that truck that you want. They'll lift them, they'll put the big tires on them, rims, grill guards, roll bars, the whole nine yards, all available and rolled into your financing with Texas Custom Outfitters and Team Ford of Navasota. Obviously, they carry Fords and a whole lot more with their used car lot. So make the short trip, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7 minutes till.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That's us. That's us. About 5 minutes till. So you had the story about the A&M finishing second, picked to be second,
right,
in the SEC. And I saw this yesterday. And I found it amazing. Okay, they're picked second to in the Western Division, but there is not one single A&M baseball player on the first or second teams of the preseason all-conference team.
Hmm.
How can that be? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, they got one first place vote where LSU got the other 13 votes.
Yeah.
So
strange.
Yeah.
So Bob Costas going away.
Yeah.
Bob
that's
is no
big
longer,
news.
It wow. is no longer going to be your Olympic host.
Yeah.
Mike Tirico, who came over from ESPN, is it 2 years ago or just a year? Not sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's going to take over that.
Guess what they both have in common?
What's that? Mm,
they went to Syracuse.
Syracuse. Okay.
Hey.
There you go. So Tirico will be the primetime host starting in the 2018 Winter Games.
Oh, cool.
But
good
he also
him.
Is going to do Football Night in America,
man.
Which is what Costas had. So that's
wow.
That's a deal. I mean, that
yeah.
really is. So I don't know what Bob's going to do now. Maybe he'll go over to HBO and just do stuff like Brian Gumbel did after that.
Mm.
Big, you know, a week ago, Chelsea Reber was yelling and, I don't know, maybe throwing things. I'm not sure. She never admitted to that at a golf tournament in Phoenix.
But I didn't throw anything.
Okay.
I didn't throw anything,
right.
but I yelled.
But this is another fun spot this weekend. It's the AT&T
yeah.
Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
They Man, they got time. Hammered with some weather yesterday, though.
You know, it happens there. It's
yeah.
so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Seen it snow during that tournament before. It's just it's,
wow.
Well, and if you go there,
uh-huh.
if you go down to the Monterey Peninsula, it's really weird weather sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We drove down there to see the golf course because, I mean, it's an iconic golf course.
Right.
And the day we went, it was gray and it was gloomy there. But 3 or 4 miles away, as you get away from Monterey, as you get off out near the Carmel in that area, it was nice. It was a beautiful day. But right there, they get really strange weather. This thing started in 1937. I didn't realize that. First year, Sam Snead won $500.
Wow. Now they win like $5 million.
Yeah, they win a lot now. Okay, this isn't scary at all. In an effort to promote transparency in Norway, the government has a website that allows you to view the tax returns of anybody else in Norway.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's
that's
transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Happy about that?
Not sure that's okay.
I'm not sure either, but they think that's the way to do stuff. So we'll see. Speaking of the way they do stuff, so how the heck does IKEA come up with the names for this furniture
yeah.
that they got? Because they have some really strange names out there. And so they kind of went and looked it up. For instance, bathroom articles are the names of Swedish lakes and bodies of water. And bed textiles are flowers and plants. And bookcases are either the names of Norwegian boys or professions.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
So there's a method to the madness, although it seems like madness itself.
Here's the reason. IKEA's founder is dyslexic. And he found that nouns helped him remember and visualize the products better than code numbers. 'Cause he's dyslexic. So he created this unusual naming guidelines for his company to come up with. So
huh.
that's the reason. So if you ever wondered why that bookshelf is named Oscar or whatever, I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's been a long time since I've owned it, but that's how they yeah. can that's how they come up with the names. Oh, Shaquille O'Neal in the news. Did you see this?
No.
Well, he says Shaquille O'Neal has figured out the culprit in the Tom Brady jersey scandal.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Yep, of course we know. We can't find it. Dan Patrick, the one that lives in Texas, has gotten the Texas Rangers on this deal. But Shaq feels, quote,
the law enforcement,
yeah,
Texas that, Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. quote, somebody knows something, end quote. That's
oh.
from Shaq.
Oh.
There you go. And he thinks that law enforcement should question all the ball boys and the teammates. Yeah. So there. Well, we're getting the ball boys involved in this again.
Uh-oh.
One more time. Just saying. But see, now Shaq comes from a different place. He's different from the rest of us. If you'll remember, that he is, even though he's 7'1", he is an officer of the Los Angeles Port Police also the Miami Beach Police Department.
He's also got like a PhD.
Yeah.
He does a lot.
He does. Sheriff's deputy also in Jonesboro, Georgia. So
that resume, man.
This is a huge deal being made out of this. Doesn't Tom Brady already have like 4 of these jerseys?
This is the one he played in. Yeah, this broke records. I mean, you know what? This will show up on Antique Roadshow in 50 years.
Yeah, because no one can do, if you're sitting on it, you're not doing anything with it right now.
Yeah.
Cannot do that. Bad things would happen.
Ooh.
All right, just in case you didn't know that tomorrow is going to be like Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day. We already talked about that this morning if you didn't know it. But it's also Make a Friend Day. I don't know. You maybe need to ask ahead of time. Don't just go up and decide that somebody's your friend. Yeah, because that could startle people. Look for a high temperature today, about 73. Yeah, we're glad that we're in Texas. Tomorrow it's 80, and on Sunday, 75. It's 52 right now as we approach 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian.